Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The percentage of people who are sort of convictionally Christian, you know, engaged in church and life, and I mean, that's remained relatively steady for a while. But culture has shifted around it.
That's right.
So it's been a pretty big shift. The Judeo-Christian kind of cultural hegemony, in a sense,
right,
has been lost. And we've lost the home field advantage.
Yes.
That's one of the phrases I've used when I was there. So with that being said, I mean, we've never really been a religious majority in the sense of practicing Christians for a long time. But now we're definitely a convictional minority. So when you're a convictional minority, you got to function a little different in culture. So how do we do that? I mean, that's part of what you're trying to do in the Table podcast. I want you to tell us about that, but then I want to talk about some things you're suggesting. Tell us about the podcast.
Well, the Table podcast are something that the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary puts together. We release them weekly. They cover a wide variety of issues. You know, the tagline at the start is, "Welcome to the Table. We discuss issues of God and culture." We literally run the gamut. So in the last 3 weeks, we've done immigration. We took a look at immigration from an ethicist, Old Testament ethicist point of view. We had someone in who grew up with two gay parents, talked about that experience. He's come to the Lord since, has moved and pastors a church, and his parents, his mom has come to the Lord. So that was an interesting journey to talk about. And then this last week, we talked about how the church can contribute in helpful ways to the issue of human trafficking. So it shows you kind of the range of what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And the goal is to show how you can go from life back to the Bible. My argument is that seminaries do a decent job of going the Bible to life, but when you go the other way, when you go life back to the Bible, that's a little harder process.
Interesting.
Requires a different hermeneutic, a different way of reading, and we're trying to help people do that and then also work on how do you do that so that seminaries can, what I call, switch hit. They can go both ways.
Okay, good. All right, so here we find ourselves in this new cultural reality, this new cultural moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our journeys are kind of different. I did a PhD in missiology.
Right.
Because I thought that we needed to think like missionaries in the context where we find ourselves.
Dead right.
Now, you're come from a different background.
Right.
And yet, you've moved. I mean, you're still in that field.
Right.
But this has become increasingly what you're known for, is how do we engage winsomely in our culture. Why that shift in your own life?
Because the Bible is ultimately about life. It's ultimately about ethics. It's about how we live. It's how we represent God. And so you can't get there without asking these questions. If you don't know how to plug into the environment that God has you, then what use is it studying the New Testament? I can talk about kenosis and homoousion and all that kind of stuff all I want, but that doesn't help me live. It may help me understand how to think about it, but it's not going to help me live. And so my time working with the Gospels and with Jesus was shoving me in this direction, because Jesus said, you know, don't be hearers of the word only, but doers also. So we're in the business of Plato. I mean, we're gonna work on watching how God shapes us and what the result is.
So are you saying you don't give one iota about those things anymore? See, that's only funny if you're a New Testament scholar.
Exactly, that's right.
But people can Google that and
get
that joke.
There's no jot and tittle that will not be covered.
Thank you. You have to Google to get that joke.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
exactly.
So now you're in this cultural engagement space.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a grade. A, B, C, D, E, F. I guess there's no E. A, B, C, D, F. How are we doing as evangelicals engaging our culture?
Incomplete.
I went back to the iota.
Okay, so
how do we get to complete? Do this better.
Well, I think we have to think about moving from out of the culture war. You know, I do a talk now called the Heart Transplant Talk, and the gist of it goes like this. We're in a spiritual battle, but the Scripture says our spiritual battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual forces. We're more like a delta force that runs in and tries to rescue people out of the clutches of someone else who's trying to do damage to them. So how do you care for the people who are in the clutches of those hands? You make an effort to reach out to them. And so I shift, and we don't need the heart of a cultural warrior. We need to have the heart of an ambassador who represents God and represents the nation that we come from. Our citizenship is in heaven, in a way that is positive, that explains what we're about, that challenges. There's still challenge in there. We're not talking about a loss of conviction. That's one of my concerns about the younger generation. They have terrific compassion, but their conviction quota often isn't what it ought to be. And so how do you balance those two things? How do you step in and challenge, but in a way that people know you actually care about them? as you make the challenge so that they are invited into the space you currently occupy because you think that space is what's really going to help them.
Mm. Okay, but right now, we're in the midst of a political season.
Right.
And there's a lot of promises that we're going to get back all that stuff that you just said was lost. You want us to move from being a culture warrior to an ambassador.
Right.
But the culture warrior mentality is alive and well here.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're saying that's a false hope? Can we win this country back?
Well, look at where it's taken us the last 25, 30 years. We've been in full cultural warrior mode for the last 25 or 30 years, and I don't think we've moved forward. I think what we've seen is a pushback.
But if we win the election, they say, this would be the time. We could do it this time.
I think
all those false promises, this is the one.
You've got to remember elections swing. And right. I think what you watch our culture do is swing back and forth. We loosen up, and then we swing back, and we try and be more careful, and we go back and forth. Politics is always going to be a pendulum exercise. Mm-hmm. But what we need is an engagement and a style that draws people into sacred space. Mm-hmm. I like to say we've got our kingdom language wrong. We say we want to advance the kingdom. We want the kingdom to penetrate the world. I think the scripture tells me the world's going to be there until God deals with it. So the issue is, how do I get people in the world to enter into the sacred space where God changes their heart in such a way that then there's an impact flowing out of that? So my goal isn't to win. My goal isn't so much to win new space as is to bring people into the space where God is most active with His Spirit.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.